time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Welcome, everyone. It's Jody DeVere, CEO of AskPatty.com and the monthly Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women show. I am so excited this month to have as my guest Patty, yes, Patty Fleischman, who is partner and owner in Community Tire Pros and Auto Repair with five locations in the Phoenix area. She has worked in the automotive aftermarket since 1995. Her career has taken her from the streets, providing auto parts and programs through a local warehouse to parts distributor, to bookkeeping, and now heads up the marketing of her company, Community Tire, with her husband. And I just want to welcome you, Patty, because you are one of the most creative marketing to women people that I know. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jody. I'm excited to be here. This is an exciting time, and a lot of things happening around Phoenix and Arizona.
Before we get started talking about Community Tire and what you're doing with women and the community there, I'm sure my listeners would love to hear a little more about how you got started in the automotive business. I mean, working for a warehouse parts distributor, who even introduced you to that?
Well, I was in sales for over 16 years, and I decided I needed more of a challenge as I was getting older. And I decided I was introduced to the automobile parts industry. And I thought, you know what? If they can sell it, I can sell it, and I can do better. And I went into the warehouse, and I learned everything that I could possibly learn. I was like a sponge. I learned everything about gaskets and alternators and CV shafts and you name it. I learned it. And at that point, then I went out as a salesperson. And it took me about a year to know what I was talking about in front of seasoned gentlemen behind the counter in these shops. And from there, I was a number one salesperson for many years over the guys. And that was kind of a proud moment because women seem to have to work a little bit harder and longer. And we have to study and we have to prove a point. And that's what I was trying to do. So at that point, I met my husband, and from there on, this is where we are. We've been in the Valley for over 20 years, with now five locations, and doing well and growing. And we have a great our growth that we're looking for 2013 is already a few more stores. So we just keep plugging along with this economy. And as long as we have heat in Phoenix, we survive. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have worked with you on a lot of the initiatives and have watched you just become such an involved community citizen. And I want you to share with my listeners, excuse me, a little bit more about what you're doing in your outreach not only to women, but just generally in the community. And you have a really unusual aspect, I think, which is working with community gardens and also with the LGBT community. Can you share about those things and some of the things you're doing?
Absolutely. When the market went down in 2008, my husband and I, we really had to reinvent not only the automotive business, but the repair business, because people didn't have any money anymore to spend, and they were limping their cars along and just putting Band-Aids on them, which is not safe at all for their families. So we decided, who do we want to market to? And we went to our managers, and they said, well, we like to deal with women. And they want their car fixed. They want it safe. Their first and foremost thought is safety for their family. And the second group of people we would like to market to is our gay community. And we were very taken back, and they meant it. So we sought out and we joined the Phoenix Gay Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. Within 6 months, my husband was on the board. And as an ally, we have been very strong in the community in Phoenix. There isn't anything that we don't participate in. The community is wonderful to us. In fact, we have been so strong and with all causes, and they have named an award after us called the Howard and Patricia Spirit Award as being an ally in the community, which really brings other allies in to seek out business and participate in the community, because you have to have all kinds of business to make anything grow. I mean, any type of business.
I find really fascinating about your approach, one, it came out of some hard times that almost every business experienced, that you diversified, but that you really understood that there were untapped markets based on different demographics in your local community and really have worked hard to develop relationships. One of those relationships, which I think is one of the stellar things that innovations you're doing now that's just so relevant to women, is working to develop a community garden. Can you share about that?
Sure. We have a newest location. We just opened it central in I-17, which is a 2.5-acre big rig facility. We do accommodate all passenger and light trucks, but we do accommodate the big 18-wheelers and big, huge dump trucks and waste management and vehicles of that sort. Across from the street from that are two empty lots, which do belong to the property that we occupy. We have found out that we have permission to put a community garden in. Now, I am so anxious about this, I can't even tell you, because I started a brand new garden here at my home, and I have trial and successes on this, but I do live out in the desert. I do have it canopied. But I'm really anxious about this. We are in a Latino community, and right next door to us is a 92-year-old a nonprofit called The Friendly House, which is primarily Latino. We are so anxious to be part of this community, and they will assist us in the buy-in for the neighborhood. Having a community garden is going to be 90% community and 10% actually working it. Who's going to get the product? Who's going to work it? There's a lot of levels of who's putting it in, who's designing it. There's a lot of levels to this. So it's going to be quite the project, but it's much needed in the community, because in this area that I'm speaking of is called a food desert. They cannot get any vegetables or fruit fresh from any grocery store from 2 to 5 miles. So they are in desperate need of something in the community which will draw them together, involvement, curiosity. It's going to be also an education type of garden, because we are going to also put in this will be creative ways to use tires that are no longer you can put on the road. So we're going to have maybe cut them in half and have different schools use certain different tires and grow things. And as well as the churches in the area, which need those type of things for their parishioners also. So we're very excited, and we're going to make big signs in there, and community salsa garden, watch us grow. We promised Bridgestone Firestone, when we moved into this building, he said, I've seen where your building is and the area that you're trying to revitalize the downtown area of Phoenix. And he says, you need to really make us proud and make a difference. And you know what? This is what we're doing, and it'll make a difference. I just had a meeting, a press meeting with the mayor of Phoenix, Mayor Stanton, and it's all about local, buying from your local entrepreneurs, local businesses, keeping the money in Arizona, keeping the money where you live. And I talked to him about this garden, and he is absolutely thrilled. So as well as Governor Rose, she wants to be on the board, and Constable Lane, she wants to be part of all this. So I have a lot of buy-in from a lot of people, as well as companies already asking to donate money for seed and equipment. So any gardeners out there in Phoenix, get a hold of Pat.
Well, you know, I think the thing that's really remarkable about this project is that not only are you providing a way of reuse of old tires, but you're providing a great service to people in need in your community, but also making it fun, right? It's really
it's
fun.
It's a ball.
Yeah. Yeah, well, congratulations on that.
We're excited to get the kids involved. That is what it's going to be fun. Just to get the kids involved, their own plants growing, and watch their little eyes beam when they take stuff home to their parents. That's true. That's going to be fun. Getting your hands dirty.
Well, my daughter, who lives in the Los Angeles area, and this is just really crazy, actually grows her own vegetables in a raised garden, and she calls herself a worm farmer because she composts. And she also has taught all of her friends, and they exchange. They don't all grow the same thing, so they can exchange fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea she had is, one, it would save her family money, but more important, no pesticides, right? She could grow all of her produce, or most of it, without having to expose her young children to the chemicals. And, of course, it reduces the carbon footprint, because then she doesn't have to buy vegetables that have been trucked in from elsewhere. And
Right.
She's even started a little blog to teach people how to do it.
That's exciting. On my Pinterest, so I'm sure some of your listeners have Pinterest. If you go into Patch Fleshman, you can look me up, and I'll follow you. And you'll see the different things I've allotted to the gardening, watching our garden grow, and the Ask Patty priorities, the community tire, different things we're doing around the community. And chime in on any time you want. And we are very accessible. That's one thing Howard and I, as far as customer service, excel in. If you go onto our website, communitytirepros.com, you'll find that you can reach Howard and myself anytime. Our phone number is on there for our house, and Howard's cell number. Now, if you have an issue, or you have a compliment or concern, or you're broke down and you need help, believe me, you can call us at home or our cell number, and we do answer. We really, really do. So we are very, very accessible to assist our customers when they need it.
Yes, and you get all types of awards and honors. I know you're being very humble, but I happen to know that you receive honor and award after award for great customer service, your incredible community efforts. And, you know, this is really part and parcel of your success, other than delivering great service and repairs and pricing and all those things, too. Why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the other community involvements you've had? I know that Howard does a TV show in the Phoenix area, giving out car tips and things like that. Can you talk about some of the other areas that you're providing value to the community?
Sure. Every month, the third Sunday of every month on TV Channel 3, Howard does a little tip talk about 9:20 in the morning with Ryan O'Donnell. And basically, it's seasonal. We'll talk about what's going on in the season. Right now, it's batteries and heat and windshield wipers and maintenance on your car. And that's on a monthly basis. And then come up in the next month, we're doing a radio show also. Let's see, in a couple weeks, we're doing another one for NARPRO, which is Neighborhood Repair Facilities. We'll talk about summer heat. There is just a gambit. We do a lot of speaking engagements, whether it's myself or Howard. Anytime anybody wants anything, whether it's for their group or for a woman's group or a boot camp, we always make ourselves available, especially for the media and for other individual organizations that would like us to speak in front of anybody. So depending, it doesn't matter what the topic is, we'll come. And it's all about customer service. We think we do it pretty good, and our managers and our employees, they do get it. And they're told that when they're talking to you, if they don't know the color of your eyes, then they weren't talking to you right in the eye. We want them to listen to you and to respond to you and whatever questions or concerns you may have regarding automotive repair.
Well, speaking of automotive repair and heat, I know a lot of our listeners may be planning for a summer vacation, a road trip, and heat is definitely the enemy of cars, and we definitely want our listeners to prepare for their vacations and for the summertime. I know having your battery check, which you mentioned, is really important because heat is the enemy of batteries and actually the enemy of windshield wipers if you live in a very hot climate. And those things need to be taken care of. In fact, a complete pre-trip, pre-road trip, pre-vacation checkup is really important to check your fluids, to check your tires, and your tire pressure to make sure your tires are neither under or overinflated, and that actually can really impact fuel economy if that's not taken care of. Of course, the tread, make sure that you have rotated your tires, they're balanced, and that you have tires with enough tread on them. If you live in the Phoenix area, of course, you can visit Community Tire to get that all done. A few other things is not only do you need to check all the fluids, including your oil and brake fluid and transmission and all those important fluids, including your coolant. That's a very important thing to make sure that your reservoir is full and that you use the proper mixture that's recommended by the automaker for your vehicle. And, of course, the other thing that I always like to talk about when it comes to summer and road trips are a few things that you should bring along for your own safety, security, and to really make sure that in a situation where you're stranded or you have a fender bender, that you're prepared. One of those things is to always take with you a fully stocked safety kit in case there's a medical emergency. Make sure that you remember your charger cord for your phone and make sure it's fully charged. I also think, especially if you live in a warmer climate, you should take at least 1 gallon of water and keep it in your car, an emergency blanket. And another thing I think is really important to take, especially in the summer, a lot of people, I don't like driving in flip-flops. I think that's very dangerous, and so does the NHTSA. But take a pair of sneakers that, in case you have to change your tire by the side of the road, you have the proper shoe wear to do that, and a pair of gloves to protect your hands. So especially for women, you can buy a pair of workman gloves or even, and I'm not talking about rubber gloves, I'm talking about work gloves, to protect your hands and those beautiful fingernails. Do you have any other tips of something to take along on a trip to?
I sure do. Jody, it's imperative that people have to remember to take an extra set of keys. How many times have you've gone a little crazy, if you have your dog and you've got kids, and all of a sudden you put something down, and if you're at my age, you forget it. You don't try to, but it does happen once in a while. Take that extra set of keys for that car. You never, ever know when you're going to need that. Another thing is, especially in Arizona, you do have to make sure you've got that extra water. You want to take some power bars. You just never know when you're going to get stuck somewhere. Another thing is, if you're going camping or anything like that, I suggest in Arizona, you're going to be going up north. Don't carry a barbecue tank in the car. That's just not a good idea. Some people just don't think, and because they've got too much else going on. Another thing is, make sure people know where you're going. Your friends know where you're going. You have a destination. You know, they have phone numbers, because if you're not somewhere at a certain time, they need to be concerned about where you were or where you may have broken down, because you may be in an area that you don't get any phone service. So that's always a concern. Let people know where you're going. Are you traveling to an area that you don't know? Do you know the laws? Different cities have different laws about driving in their city. And you don't travel alone. That's just the biggest no-no for any woman and men too, but mostly women. Don't travel alone. If you can stay on the main freeways, do that, because believe me, these big truckers, they look out for you. And if there's a problem, they can call ahead and get an emergency help or a tow truck or a highway patrol. So just be cautious around your environment. Know where you're going to go. Again, is it a pet place? Are you taking your pet and they can accept pets? Take things for your kids to keep busy with, because you don't want to be having to deal with what's going on in the back seat. So make sure your car has a little monitor, who's ever monitoring the back seat. And, you know, leave with your car washed. Clean it out, wash it up, you know, start your trip out fresh. And I'm gonna flip one more back to the back of the brake, I mean, back to the battery, Jody. Here in Phoenix, a brand-new lifetime battery will last 2 years. So when we say check your battery, it can go. You can be driving all week, no problem. But you get on that road, and coincidentally, you come out from eating from a restaurant, and it's dead. And believe me, if it's dead, it's dead. And now you're in a position where you've got to find somewhere where you can trust someone to tell you where to get a battery or AAA or for whatever reason, and hopefully it's not a Sunday. So you just don't want to put yourself in a position where you're going to have issues or that you can't handle. So those are just a few more little tidbits. Know where you're going. Have people know where you're going and when you're expected to be there.
You
Anything
know, I'm
else?
Actually, yes, mm-hmm. I'm actually taking a road trip myself. And as part of my preparation, of course, I'm taking the vehicle I'll be bringing in for my service and check the tires, but I'm also have some cool tools to take with me. One of those tools is everyone's worried about fuel economy. Although the price of gas has come down recently, you never know. So I have an iPhone, and I have a little app called Gas Buddy, which tells me where the closest gas station is and the price of fuel, so I can plan ahead. And I also use a GPS to plot my my trip. And
see,
you know, when you're trying to fiddle with a map, it distracts you from driving, even if you have a co-pilot. So I love the GPS. Many makes and models have that built in, and it's verbal commands. I have this. I call her my best friend, because she prepares me that in 2 miles I'm coming up on my exit, and she keeps me company when I'm driving alone. I'm very dependent on it, so you do have to bring a backup map in case you don't have cell coverage everywhere on your trip. But it's a really great tool. Gas Buddy, get a GPS downloaded app onto your iPhone or your Android device. Or, for that matter, I also have a device made by Escort that actually alerts me when I'm going over speed. It alerts me when I am coming up to one of those speed traps, so I avoid getting tickets, especially if you're traveling out of state and you don't know all their laws. It's called a passport, and I love it. It is really helpful in keeping me as a safe driver. And there's all other types of tools. Visit Ask Patty and search our article content. We have lots of article content on having a fun and safe road trip. But I want to get back to you, Patty. You're so interesting. And I really have just one more question for you, and it's a kind of a fun question. You know,
all right, give it to me.
what does the car girl drive? Or for that matter, if you're not driving it, what would be the car girl's dream car? Or maybe you have more than one vehicle. Tell me what you're driving and why.
Well, my husband spoils me, and he believed that my rear should be sitting on leather. And it does sit on leather, and it sits on a CLF 500 Mercedes. And I love, love, love it. He's always constantly, because he's an automobile buff, he always is looking for other vehicles. But this car was sitting on his screensaver for 2 years because he loved this car. And we were sitting on the beach in San Diego, and our car guy said he found one, and that it was happened to be in a, believe it or not, a car auction. And but he says there were 8 in the car auction. They were the last 6 of the auction. There was 300 cars. So he did get it, and it was exactly the price that we wanted. And that's what I'm driving, and I love it. We also, our fun car is a 55 Bel Air, and that's a real fun car. If ever anyone has had an old 55 Bel Air, and my husband's just redone that, so it only plays 50s music. Almost like that Christine car. It only plays certain music.
Oh, I love, and, you know what? I love classic cars. And
oh, it's classic.
My
it's pretty.
Growing up where I was having a classic car. My first boyfriend had a 57 Chevy 4 on the floor. Beautiful condition. And this is where I got my first kiss in that car. And So that is my favorite car in the whole world. It means a lot to me. And every time I see one at a car show or if I see people driving one, it was black and white, and it had black and white houndstooth check interior. I can remember every detail of that car. I love the smell of it, the feel of it, the giant seats in it. It was so much fun.
And, Jody, they had the best air conditioners. They were on the floor. My first car that I paid for with my own money because I worked at Dairy Queen. We all had those fast food restaurant jobs when we were younger. It was a 63 Comet, 3 in a 3, baby blue, and it had the best air conditioner, a big, giant metal one on the floor. And that thing just froze. It was, you know, you always remember your first car. You always, but that's when you could just put gas in it pump your air in your tires and go. Because they ran forever, and they were built so, they didn't have all these electronics on it that you have to worry about. You could sit for a year, and you could just put your battery in it and put gas in it and go. So things are different than the automotive world, people. A lot of computers, where you have to have a degree almost to work on these things. There's so many classes that these mechanics go through just to be able to work on your car and to really know the proper procedures. On repairs on these expensive cars. So, it's not a walk in the park at the time. Believe me, it's not a walk in the park.
Right. My father took a class way back when and learned to do the basics on his own car to save money, and he also is an engineer, so I think he prided himself in being able to do those things, but that didn't last very long.
No.
You know, as vehicles have become so complex, you really need a professional expert that's been trained to do a proper diagnosis and to keep your car running right so that you can enjoy your summer with no breakdowns and just have a lot of fun. Patty, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you as my guest today.
My pleasure.
And you're delightful. I am so excited about what you're doing in the Phoenix market. With Community Tire Pros and Auto Service, I encourage listeners that are living in that area to visit them. They will give you a wonderful experience. And again, thank you. That's it from the Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women radio show today. Have a wonderful summer, and we'll see you next month.
You've been listening to Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.